And as we get ready to celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow, a day to remember the fallen, there are things we can do also to help those that have served on the front lines from becoming a statistic. Joining me now with more is Vincent J. Jim Triola, American Legion National Commander. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me again. Now, be the one. That's the message you want to get out today. Can you tell me what this means to you and the American Legion?
Yes. About 3 years ago, we identified our number one priority, and that's to bring about suicide awareness in veterans and reduce the amount of veterans that are taking their own lives. The numbers are staggering. Since 9/11, 2001, 125,000 veterans have taken their own lives. That's more veterans that died in the wars from Vietnam forward. It's terrible. It's about 6,000 a year. And we got together as a nation. And what we did was we sponsored an indie race car, something we've never done before, something like that. And that was to bring about suicide awareness to the country as a whole. There's a heavily televised car races. We have a car called the Be the One car. There was a race in Indianapolis over the weekend. It came in first place, which was pretty cool. And that helps us get the exposure we're looking for. But the main part of this is that we took our 12,000 Legion posts around the country and asked them to become resource centers for veterans at risk. And how that works is it's a peer-to-peer program. And what we do is we call or visit a veteran. We call it a buddy check. It's a well-being phone call or well-being visit. And we ask them specific questions. And if a Legion member or a veteran doesn't know how to do it, we get them training to do it. And then we learn how to listen from that veteran to see if something's wrong. Because the whole part of this is to remove the stigma of them stepping forward. So if we can identify a veteran at risk and get them the immediate help that they need from the community surrounding that Legion post, because this is a community project in our minds, then we can get them on the road to recovery and get them into whatever mental health therapy they need, whether it be through the VA or through their own doctors if they have their own insurance. But, there's a staff shortage right now all across the United States with doctors, and VA is part of that. So if we can get the immediate help, that really helps us a great deal.
Yeah, and through the American Legion, you're also on a mission to help with medical care through the VA. What are you doing with this in general?
Well, we're working with the VA right now. They've got some staffing issues. Some of it is... people just aren't walking through the front door. Some of it is competition from private sector. Some of it is a cap in the salary that they can pay a specialist like a neurologist, cardiovascular surgeon, something like that. And apparently, you can't make more than the president of the United States in the federal government. We're trying to remove that cap so we can get the specialists that we need. And they've got some internal policies that lengthen the amount of time it takes to hire somebody. And we're working with Congress right now to try and streamline that process so we can get if somebody comes in that we like and we want to hire, we can get them in there in the time equivalent to what it would be in the private sector. So that's one of the big things we do is we advocate on behalf of our veterans to get them the health care they need on a timely basis. So.
Yeah, my brother-in-law has served, and he sometimes is like, the VA here dealing with that again, you know, but our servicemen should have the best care for everything that they're going through, whether it's PTSD or some sort of trauma from the front lines.
Yeah, and I'm not talking bad about the VA. I mean, they actually have an excellent healthcare system, but you can't do without people. So,
right.
That's the whole thing, you know, so.
Right. And other things you're working on the front lines with congressional forces in the U.S. is trying to repeal the authorizations for the use of military force. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah. So that authorization of military force was issued just for Iraq and Afghanistan. And we want to make sure that nobody makes a decision and uses that authorization to go someplace else, whatever the country may be. So we want that repealed through Congress. And then if we have to go into another country, God forbid we do, we want Congress to be the person, you know, the persons or person to make sure that they're the ones that authorize another authorization of military use for that specific country. We don't want somebody going, well, we already have an authorization of a military force out there. Let's use that one. That thing's been in existence 40 years now since we started this Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's time to repeal that and get out of those countries. We still have some members left in Iraq. So
Right. And other things that you're strongly advocating for are special immigration visa applicants. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah. So when we were in Afghanistan and Iraq, we had what we called Afghan interpreters. And those were citizens of Afghanistan or Iraq that would interpret the language for our service members, help them, help them on their missions. And they also had some of them helped us identify where some of the enemy was. And what we were going to give them in return was a path to permanent residency in the United States. Well, some of them, we've gotten them back. But when we left Afghanistan so abruptly, what happened was we left some of them behind. And what's going on there now is the Taliban has contracts on the heads of the people that did those interpretations or whatever they did, and their families, including torture and execution. So we're trying to get Congress to pay. You know, the special visas have been issued, but we don't have the people to give them to. So we got to get them people out of the country.
So and these are all, important things that maybe the average listener to my program here doesn't realize what's going on behind the scenes,
right,
or behind the scenes for you guys. So are there things that we can do, or even going back to your mission statement of be the one? So we want to help prevent suicide. And how can we get involved here?
So the Be the One program is not something about the American Legion, you know, pounding their chest and say, we did it. We want this to be all hands on deck, all the communities, whoever they are, our fellow veteran service organizations are on board. The VA is even on board. They're actually talking about co-branding with us with the Be the One name. So it's really resonating very well. So we'd like them to get involved. And as far as all the other things with the Coast Guard and the authorization of military force and the Afghan thing, we need the community at large out there to get a hold of their elected officials, senators and congressmen and women, and push them if they support this, because it's important to us. You know, to us that Afghan issue could hurt future missions if the people in other countries, when we go in there, say, hey, you left these Afghanistan people behind. What are you going to do for us? So it's part of the mission to win the battles.
So. For sure. Good advice there. And again, as we mentioned in the beginning, Memorial Day is tomorrow. A lot of people might be planning barbecues. I know my town does a little parade. So how should we be as Americans viewing this special day to remember the fallen?
I'm glad you said your town is having a parade, because I think some of our people in this country are missing the boat. So some people call it a day of celebration. We call it, we should be observing the day. And those little parades, if families would just hold off on their picnics for a little while and attend one of those ceremonies at one of those parades, or maybe they have a loved one that was a veteran that passed away and the cemetery is nearby, to go and visit the gravesite and take a look at all the flags that are on the graves there. They're there for a reason. And just reflect on the day, on how they have the freedoms that other countries don't have, so they can have that picnic or celebration of some kind.
So. Well, thank you for that too. And if somebody wanted more information about the American Legion, where would you suggest they go?
You can go to legion.org. And as a part of that, we have betheone.org. Betheone.org has information on how you can get involved in betheone.org, and also testimonials from family members or veterans that tried to take their own lives that are on that page as well. So we know it's working. We know it's resonating, and just by the testimonials you'll see on that page, you'll know it. So we're very pleased with what's going on so far.
Well, I truly appreciate your time this morning. Jim Triola, American Legion National Commander. I hope you have a great day and Memorial Day.
Thanks so much. You too. Thanks for having me.